AP News for Friday, September 20th. I'm Ben Thomas. Israel says it's killed a top Hezbollah commander in an airstrike on Beirut. Lebanese health officials say at least 14 people killed in all, dozens more wounded. Sagar Magani has details.
It was Israel's deadliest such attack on Lebanon's capital since the 2006 war with Hezbollah.
Ibrahim Akil.
The Israeli military says the strike killed Ibrahim Akil, who has been sanctioned by the U.S. for the deadly 1983 attacks on Americans in Beirut. The Israeli strike came after Hezbollah pounded northern Israel with dozens of rockets. The attacks followed this week's deadly explosions of Hezbollah pagers and walkie-talkies, attributed to Israel, amid fears the Gaza war might now spread into a regional one. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Secret Service report details communications breakdowns with local law enforcement ahead of the July assassination attempt on former President Trump. Acting Director Ronald Rowe says the agency's approach must keep up with what he calls a heightened and increasingly dynamic threat environment. The Arizona Supreme Court's ruled nearly 98,000 people whose citizenship documents hadn't been confirmed can vote in state and local races. And the tiny town of Whitesburg, Kentucky is struggling to cope with the jailing of their sheriff for the killing of a prominent judge. Hi Punjwani has this story.
The governor says District Judge Kevin Mullins was fatally shot in his chambers. Letcher County Sheriff Sean M. Steins opened fire following an argument. He was taken into custody at the scene without incident. Kentucky State Police Trooper Matt Gayhart says,
"The details I do not have at this time. We know that it was an argument between the two that led up, but what exactly transpired prior to the shots being fired still things that we're trying to get answers to."
Audio courtesy WTVQ. Judge Mullins was hit multiple times and pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Haya Punjwani.
This is AP News. Herb Alpert's releasing his 50th album, and it's called 50.
89-year-old Herb Alpert could not believe he's put out 50 albums, and it's a nice number for him because he's also celebrating his 50th anniversary to singer Lonnie Hall. The album contains Alpert's take on songs like Sleepwalk and Shaboom, as well as originals like Dancing Down 50th Street. After 50 albums, is there anything else Alpert would like to accomplish in life?
I'd like to live a longer life. Yeah, no, I'd like to, stay as healthy as I can, as long as I can, and give back to others. I like that feeling.
Alpert is already working on album number 51. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
That's that Herb Alpert leads us into the weekend. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.